We're gonna kick things off with a song by a band called Warpaint, and the song is Drive. This thing now, I think. Is that right? Which one is it? People have been messing with the boards. It's one of these two. Okay, it's back to the right one. Cool. Anyway, Drive by Warpaint. See you guys on the other side. Thank you. So that was Warpaint playing the song Drive. And Steven, I have a couple questions I'd like to ask you today. They're kind of like standard fare.
Sure, sure.
Questions I like to ask all my interviewees. Is there anything worse than sneezing with carrots in your mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there is. Have you ever sneezed and then had to vomit at the same time? Because that's...
Have you had that?
I've had that before.
That is awful.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that feel like? Do you just kind of stop? Or do you sneeze?
You sort of do both at the same time, and then things can go up your nose. It's pretty rough.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Moving on. Which vegetable is the sassiest?
The sassiest vegetable.
Of the vegetables.
Let me think about that. I feel like it's celery.
You really?
Yeah, because it doesn't... I feel like sassy is like not offering that much to the conversation, but it is doing it loudly.
Mm.
And that's celery to me.
You think it just kind of yells like, I take more calories to digest than I can...
Yeah,
eat?
It doesn't bring a lot to the table, but it does like take a lot to consume it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a weird choice. It's a weird question. If you could create a new Nobel Prize category, what would it be?
Geology, so then I could win it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's honest. What kind of hat best embodies your personality?
The hat best embodies my personality?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard one. I feel like I don't know enough types of hats.
There probably are a lot of types of hats that I don't really know
about.
Yeah,
right? Like,
we need a hat expert.
A hat expert. Yeah, I guess...
Do you think that's a job? Do you think there are people that are hat experts
I think,
out there in the world?
No, I used to work for somebody that told me she was taking a class in... I don't remember the word for it, but I was like, what is that? And she was like, it's hat making.
Oh.
So she was doing a training program in how to make hats. So there's people out there.
I mean, yeah, there are hat stores. It's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah. How about a Tilly hat? I feel like that's...
I don't know. Is that the Sherlock Holmes thing?
No, that's like the... That's like the going fishing type hat sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. This is a big question that's been bothering me for a long time. Hard-hitting journalist, I ask the real questions.
All right.
Who would win in a fight, a crocodile or an alligator?
Isn't an alligator's jaw, like,
I have
better?
Literally no idea. I think they're the same thing.
I think that there's a difference in the jaw mechanic. I think one of them, like, can't open their jaws well or something.
Is it because they don't have as good dentists in one of the
species? It might be. Yeah, I think it's sort of more of a socioeconomic problem than it is a physiological one.
I always forget to talk about socioeconomics when it comes to the
alligator populations. Yeah.
It's a huge mistake. It's just a really big oversight. Anyway, I have some more questions because I came up with a lot of questions, but we got to move forward with songs too.
Right.
So we're doing the two things because I almost should have a talk show, but then no one would listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, I got to draw them in with some music.
You could do it on a different... Is there a free time slot?
I don't think I could have two shows.
Okay.
I don't think they would let me do that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, they might let someone, but I don't think they would let me, you know? Anyway, next song I want to play is by the band Violetic. The song is Ethanol.
We'll be right back.
Spice of Life, Ben and Steven, we're back. And I have some more questions for you.
All right.
And we'll see how long it takes you to deluge. Is that how you use that word? That's my first question. How do you correctly use the word deluge?
Deluge?
Deluge.
I don't.
Is that a real word? It's a real word.
That is definitely a word. Isn't that a bad word? Doesn't deluge mean like there was a deluge of?
Did I faux pas on the radio?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's offensive.
Okay.
No. I think it just has a slightly negative connotation.
If anyone was offended by me using the word deluge, write us a letter and then burn it, because you just burn it. But I do have some real questions. Firstly, why do they call it popcorn?
Because it's popped corn.
Huh. Yeah. Just like another casual thing, what's your PIN number?
I almost said it.
And your mother's maiden name, actually, too, if you have that on hand. Another question. What's your favorite thing about geometry?
About geometry?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we're getting a phone call.
Are we getting a caller?
Should we pick them up?
No, they are calling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to just put them on. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, bring them in.
Okay. Random person's going to be on the radio. I think I hung up on them.
Oh.
I think I hung up on them. It's so hard. Or did they hang up on us?
Well, call back if...
I don't know how to use the phones. It's like a 50-50
thing. Hey, so it turns out a deluge is specifically a great flood of rain, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that wasn't... That was a different thing that wasn't a great flood of rain.
Okay. What were we talking about?
What's your favorite thing about geometry? I almost swore on the radio there.
I always liked when the angles were the same.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, like when you get the big figure and you had to pick which ones were the...
Oh, like the Z angles
and
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's witchcraft.
That always made me happy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. It's the simple things in life.
Yeah.
Whoever called, I'm sorry about that. I don't know how to use the phones. You could try your luck again, but it's really a lottery. We're going to play another song. Well, I desperately learn how to use the phones and Google deluge some more. So this next song is by the band Slowdive. The song is Allison.
I'll be here in the morning. Hello. Bonjour. My name is Aaron Joseph from CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, British Columbia. In the next few days, myself as well as other colleagues from around the province will be joining in on the festivities put on by Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. In an effort to celebrate the French culture here in our backyard, we've decided to shine the spotlight on everyday francophones living in our community.
Alors, je m'appelle Alexandra Calberry. Je travaille au Musée Mackin à Coquitlam, à Maillardville, et je suis née ici en Colombie-Britannique. Ça dépend de la définition de ce qu'on définit comme francophone ou français ou française. I'm not sure what most people define as French. I often have difficulty describing what I am to other people. I usually say that I speak French, but I grew up here. We have a lot of French immersion schools that come by, members of the community that have grown up here, have lived here, but whose parents were of the original French descendants that came to work at the mill in the area. So I often have the opportunity to speak to them in French and communicate to them the different aspects of the house in French. So just this past weekend, I participated at the Festival du Bois. I was there performing as their Érable du Festival, maple tree of the festival. If you've been there before, you'll know the character that I'm talking about. She's a woodland fairy that grants wishes with her juggling balls. Working here, I always get the opportunity to meet new people from all over the world. They might be from a French-speaking country, or they might just be from the area, and I can speak to them in French. I also often help out at the Concours d'Art Oratoire, run by CPF, Canadian Parents for French, where I get to listen to all of these miraculous speeches that all these really brave students have put together, either in their first or second language in French. Aside from that, just reading the news, listening to the news in French. There actually is one. Her name is Thérèse Cassegrain. She was one of the first individuals in Quebec to fight for women's right to vote. Yeah, and it's actually a word that I use around the house. It's glacière. It's icebox in English, but I often refer to it as the old refrigerator. My name is Alexandra Calberry, et moi, je suis francophone.
For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie project, visit us at rvf.ca.
Stephen Harper's reckless cuts to home mail delivery are hurting the most vulnerable in our society. Senior citizens and those with mobility issues are disproportionately affected by these cuts, all while Canada Post is making millions of dollars in profit. Postal workers are campaigning to protect quality jobs and public services in our communities. The post office belongs to you. Join the fight today at savecanadapost.ca.
Hey guys, we're back. The song we heard before those ads was by the band Slowdive. The song was Allison. Slowdive is like pure shoegaze, early shoegaze, and kind of a shoegazy start to the show, but it's going to change. We're going to have other stuff going on. And Stephen, I've been meaning to ask you, so tell me about your experience as a professional wrestler.
Yes.
In the Russian Federation.
Well, you know, it was really life-changing. That's how I spent my summer between graduating high school and coming to university. And mm-hmm. You know, some people take sort of a gap year. I took a gap summer to go and wrestle in the professional leagues in Russia.
Mm-hmm. And what was your wrestling name? What did you go by?
I believe I went by Stephen the Impaler.
Stephen the Impaler.
Yeah.
And your choice was inspired by what exactly?
Just life.
Just life?
Yeah, just life experiences, yeah.
You just day-to-day just impale stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you could consider just living to be getting impaled, you know. And mm-hmm. when you look at it from that angle, you see where the name comes from, I think.
And so I had heard, actually, so I'm a big wrestling fan, watched a lot of WWE, and I believe you used a variation of The Rock's Rock Bottom?
Yes.
In your wrestling career?
Yes, I did. It was called The Bottom of the Rock. Sort of the same idea. I think it kind of, remixing maybe.
A little more long-winded.
Yeah, coming at it from a different angle and mm-hmm. saying, hey, he did this, but what can we do, you know?
Yeah. And so when that first came out, that totally changed the game over there. It was like the alley-oop or sliced bread, I believe, as far as Russian wrestling goes.
Yes. Interestingly enough, they actually didn't have sliced bread over there by the time I got there. So
okay.
It's sort of sliced bread is the bottom of the rock of Russia. It wasn't part of it. It's sort of, some people tried to take it in that direction. I disagreed with that personally, mostly on ethical reasons. But, you know, it did. It all kind of came together in one big movement.
That's all really exciting. So I believe you have to go soon.
I do.
You have to go fight crime, I think was your prior engagement.
That's what I have to do, yeah, fight crime.
So beware, crime doers.
I'm coming.
Stephen the Impaler is going to...
I'm on my way.
Going to give you the bottom of the rock and slice your bread up good.
Yeah.
But at separate times, not
separate,
together.
Separate times.
We keep those two very separate. Yeah. So this next song I would like to play is by a band called Van Gogh Sky. The song is I've Gained and Lost Patience with Time. It was too long to fit on the screen, so I had to wait for it to come across. I've gained and lost patience with time, and I'm a professional. By Van Gogh Sky. See you on the other side. So, that was the band Van Gogh Sky playing the song I've Gained and Lost Patience with Time. Steven the Impaler has left the building to go impale unsuspecting civilians and evildoers and any kinds of doers, I guess. Good to have him on the show, as always. My mom was on the show last week, so that was exciting, too. And if she's listening, hi, Mom, how's it going? How's it going? Her birthday's coming up soon, which is crazy. That's exciting. Birthdays are always exciting. We are just going to keep trucking ahead, because now that Steven's left, I'm no longer funny. And whether I was funny before was debatable. So I'm just going to play the next song then, and we'll just listen to that. The next song is by a band called Valerian Swing, and the song is Calar Alto.
Thank you. Hey, UBC, you know what's easier to get over than your midterm grades?
A 12-foot wall!
Grab four friends and
swim, sprint, bike, run, and storm the wall!
Don't miss out on one of UBC's most iconic experiences. Register by March 13th.
March 13th at stormthewall.ca. No need to be afraid of heights when four friends have your back. Storm the wall, get over it! Come experience it! March 22nd to March 26th.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
CITR FM, Vancouver, Canada, indeed. This is the Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. And we just heard from the band Valerian Swing playing the song Keller Alto. And then we heard some ads. So Steven left and I was lonely, and that song was rather long. So in that song period, I built a computer. I wouldn't say computer. I mean, that's probably offensive. I built a female cyborg, and by built a female cyborg, I really mean I Googled around soundboards until I found a soundboard that says female computer sounds, and I was like, wow, that's weird. So let me just turn it on.
Hello, Master. What would you like to do today?
That was weird. There are like a weird number of sexy email notifications. Ooh, I like this one. Hold on.
Now you live in Party Radio.
Party Radio.
Computer on.
It is on.
Final checkout completed. All systems are operational.
Shutdown sequence initiated. Shutting down.
I didn't mean to do that. Oh no, she's shutting down. I'm gonna maybe have fun with that, or find a different soundboard. Soundboards are fun. I tried to find a Carrot Top soundboard because I thought, man, that would be a cool guest host. Surprisingly enough, there is no Carrot Top. Anyway, yeah, it doesn't exist. Probably for good reason. What is Carrot Top's deal? That's a real question. Anyway, next song. You ready to hear another song, computer?
System ready to receive input.
Okay, so the song is Shooting the Breeze by the band Fjord Rowboat.
Thank you.
We just heard Fjord Rowboat playing the song Shooting the Breeze. They're a Canadian band. They're kind of cool. I play them. Kind of cool. They're cool. I've played them a few times before, but not in a while, so it's good to have them back. And I've been looking around on soundboards, and there's some weird soundboards here. So right now I'm on Cylon Sounds from Battlestar Galactica. And let's see what some of these sounds are.
Those are not the sounds I am seeking. Leave no survivors. Presenting His Eminence, our imperious leader.
Ooh, that would be a cool. I should make an intro thing, and it'd be like,
this is the spice of life now.
Presenting His Eminence, our imperious leader.
Ben Life on the Spice of Life. And then it'd be like, what kind of music do you play?
Those are not the sounds I am seeking.
You're looking for more like the kind of stuff that I play. I don't know, that's a work in progress. I've never actually seen Battlestar Galactica.
Extermination.
That's not that big of a deal. I mean, come on. Oh, what?
Fire aft mega lasers.
What's the difference between a mega laser and a laser? Is it just like a size thing? Or like are mega lasers just like more powerful than regular lasers? I don't know. But what I do know is that the next song is by the City Gates and the song is Indiana Rock.
There's no way out of
We just heard the City Gates playing Indiana Rock.
And it appears that my playing the Cylon soundboard has angered the Cylons, and they have come back in time to whatever from whatever time they're from, and now there's a laser battle starting. Oh my god, watch out! Watch out! There's lasers everywhere! Oh, lasers! Lasers! Look at the... Oh, there's a battle! There's a... Oh, it's men down! Everyone's disappearing when they get hit by lasers!
And AstroTalk is up next with Marco. So stick around for that. It's going to be a great show. And to play me out, I'm going to play a song by the band Amber Haze. And the song is Pumpkin Seed. And it's a little different than kind of the stuff that I normally play, I think. But still post-rock and still good. So that'll be playing. So stay tuned for that. And then Marco, AstroTalk. Been a real pleasure, as always, guiding you through this journey into my mind and also post-rock. And it's really hot out, actually. It was 16 degrees when I walked here. T-shirt weather, which is sweet. So I hope you guys have a beautiful week. I'll be back next week, 2 to 3. If you are so inclined, you can find the Facebook page for this show, which is The Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM. That would be cool, because it means a lot to me when people like it. And it's been a really fun show, as always. Have a beautiful week. I'll see you next week. And the name of this song, again, is Pumpkin Seed, and it's by Amber Haze. So if you excuse me, I have to go run from all the lasers. Ah, the lasers! The lasers are everywhere! Ah! Have a good day. Have a good week. See you guys later.